Hi, Christine Siegel here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Get in there. Yeah, tell everybody we're about to start the show.
We're about to start the show.
Tell them to refresh your screen.
Please refresh your screen.
I'm going to go ahead and give an intro, and we're going to play some ads here in just a second.
Are we on?
Yeah, you're on. I don't know how to do this on here, and you don't have your internet up, so I can't.
Hi, Christine Siegel here. I guess we're on. I'm here with Proof Negative.
Hi, everyone. We're doing some live training right now, so bear with us. I apologize for the delay. Christine had to come get me and drive us here, and it was one big mess after another. But anyway, we made it. We'll be doing some training today. It's Christine's first show. I hope that eventually everybody can give a call in. I want to make sure Christine knows how to take calls and knows how to properly run a show, but it's great to meet another Freedomizer host.
Great to meet you, too.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here. Name of my show is Wake Up and Live, Rise to the New You Through Awareness of the World Around You. I'm a certified holistic health coach. Studied at Integrative Nutrition in New York City. I also have a master's degree in education. Together on this show, we're going to explore the areas of health and wellness, focusing on solutions to many problems in today's world. So many things going on today that so many people are confused about. And one of the things I would like to do on the show is to shed some light on some things that you can do to sort of overcome some of the mainstream information that you find confusing today. I have a website online, innerbeautyworkshops.com, if you want to find out more information about me. I also have a blog I write weekly that you can also access from my website. I also am involved in another project right now that you might be interested in. It is called the Master Shift. It is a global meditation we are doing worldwide around the world on 12-12-12. And,
do you have a username and password?
Okay, hold on one moment here.
No, if you're on speakerphone, you can just leave that there.
Okay.
People know we're training now, so it's okay. Do you have a username and a password yet for the chat, the conference room? Because you want to stay in touch with your listeners here. If not, we can create a temporary one and then just go in later when we're done and make sure that you have one for the next show.
Okay.
But if you have one, that would be awesome.
Yes. I have this right here.
All right, we'll see if it works.
Trying to get into the chat room here.
Okay.
Normal
testing. All right. No, not sign up.
Oh, what I do?
Just click the X. Actually, first things first, click this green thing there, because every time someone types, you're going to hear that, and I don't want the whole world to hear that over and over. So just click on it. You should be able to click on it. Hang on. We want to dump that. Oh, we got to dump this first. Yeah, everybody hears that, so we don't want that to be on air. There you go. Always click that.
Okay.
All right, now, let's see. Now, go ahead and try again and hit login instead of sign in this time.
Okay. Thanks for bearing with us as I learn.
Is this still up?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Sorry, I have a tablet here in front of me, and this is just as foreign to me as a cell phone.
Getting there.
All right, so please check your login info. Tell you what, that's not it.
Why don't you just sign in?
No, we're going to have you do a temporary name, so just type in here. Christine RS for now.
Okay.
Oh, I messed up. Well, whatever.
All right.
You'll do one after the show, just log in again and make sure you have a username and a password.
Okay. Okay.
This way everybody can, you can talk to everybody there. There could be some people asking you questions you might want to answer on the breaks and stuff like that.
Okay.
No, go ahead and tell people what you do. They're interested. You have a live audience there.
Sounds great. I am a health coach,
mm-hmm.
and I teach clients how to eat healthy and live a healthy lifestyle in today's, shall we say, very poisoned world, unfortunately. And I teach them how to read labels and that sort of a thing. Very much enjoy what I do, and I'm hoping to share a lot with you. Today I actually have a woman calling in who is also a certified holistic health coach, and we're going to talk about skincare in about 20 minutes or so.
All right.
You have something to say?
I'm here as your guide. And that's
he's
it.
Guiding me. I was born when there was typewriters, and we used to use the whiteout, you know, for battle space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I remember. So this is like foreign to me. I don't know. I'm still learning. You know, people assume, you know, and they don't realize how difficult computers are to somebody when you're a little bit older and you haven't been exposed to them very much. But I'm learning. It's all good.
You'll get to it, I promise.
It's all good. But I also want to talk about some of the things, recent news on from this week on health and wellness.
Okay.
One of the things that was in the New York Times this week is about Proposition 37, concerning GMOs, and this is going to be on the ballot in November for whether or not in California people will label genetically modified foods. And the article basically is talking about how, you know, it's about time.
Yes.
And that this is something that we need to know. And there's so many people out there that really don't understand what a genetically modified food is, because unfortunately it's not something that is really in the mainstream news. We hear more against them, but
mm-hmm.
we don't really hear what exactly it is and what it's for. And so this is one thing that I just want to talk about today so that people know exactly what's going on with this and why people in California have petitioned to get this on the ballot, acquiring over 1 million signatures to get this on the ballot so that people can vote. And, you know, it just is a fundamental right to have our food labeled. I mean, we must know what's in our food. Very important to know what's in our food. And so, you know, you okay?
Yeah, I'm trying not to look. I'm trying to just listen.
Oh.
Sorry. I didn't want you to think I was just watching you. I don't want you to think like I'm standing
okay.
over your shoulder, but there's one computer, so I'm here. So
oh, okay.
I'm
so
focused on listening.
I'm trying to use this one, too. This one kind of goes in and out. So I see we do have some people on the line. Very interesting. But so basically, genetically modified foods, you know, this is technology that was around for a little while, but
mm-hmm.
basically in the 90s is when it started getting more into our food supply.
Right, because I had a discussion recently with some people, and we were trying to figure out when genetically modified foods hit the mainstream, and my first job ever was at a McGMO.
I like McGMO.
And I was 15 years old at the time, and back then, I mean, we knew it wasn't all that healthy, but at least it wasn't genetically modified at that point.
Yeah.
It was just fattier foods and
right. And
the sodas have too much sugar. Now you wish you had sugar in it because high fructose is
genetically
yeah.
modified as
yeah.
well because it's made of corn.
Yeah, it's made with Monsanto corn, right.
Right. And so, it did start in the 90s. And, you know, back in the 90s, you know, we didn't have information that we do today, information at your fingertips. Back in the day, again, talking about computers, but, I mean, I had to go to the library and look things up in a card catalog
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to find out any sort of information. So today, with technology the way it is, people are all finding out more and more about what's happened to our foods, and they're questioning, you know, how did this happen? You know, kind of almost when we were sleeping, I hate to say it, but, you know, sort of that's how it happened. And so basically Monsanto, nature normally can mate things. You know, I mean, things cross-pollinate
mm-hmm.
in nature, and that's okay because that happens all the time. But what genetically engineered food is when you have an organism that would never in a million years get in another organism.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the flounder and the tomato.
Yeah.
You heard about how the flounder, because they wanted the tomatoes to grow in cold temperature, and so what they did was they took the gene from the flounder and they put it inside of the tomato. And so this raises a whole bunch of questions in terms of allergies and that sort of a thing.
And you know what the funny part is about that too, Christine, is that they have patents for that. And as far as I knew, there was only one person ever that had a patent on a tomato, and that's the great man upstairs.
Right. Well, again, there was a court case, and I don't have it off the top of my head, but I do have it, that allowed for these seeds to be patented because they aren't made from nature.
Right.
So you can't patent nature, obviously, right? So Monsanto says, well, this isn't nature. We made these. This is made in a lab. So
Right. Therefore,
they were able to patent their seeds. But, of course, what they did was they went around and they gathered up all the seed. They bought 60% of the world's seed, and then they've destroyed that, and they've taken the GMO seeds and have patented it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, it's almost getting harder to find the heirloom and the naturally grown seeds today because Monsanto has such a monopoly now of our world seed.
But I will say, though, that I think heirloom tomatoes are actually easier to find now because I've seen them at least, well, I live in Vegas, and I see them at the, well, as everybody here knows, I refuse to call them supermarkets because they're not very super, so I tend to call them a sub-average market here on the radio, but when you go to the sub-average markets, you will see heirloom tomatoes now where I'm at in Vegas, but people don't realize that they're organic or not. They just see a yellow tomato and a green tomato and
Right. Ones
that are 50 different shades of red, and so they just assume it's a style of a tomato.
Right, exactly, and so it is. You know, but then again, you're already at the mindset where you're looking for the tomatoes to be organic.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people don't even know, they don't realize that our tomatoes are, you know, engineered. So, you know, they don't know any better. So they are going to go out and just
Right. Go
to the average grocery store and pick it up and that sort of thing.
And this is how you tell if there's a caller, there's a question mark.
Okay.
So if you want to announce them on air,
Okay. For
example, the first caller is Cheryl.
Cheryl wants to pop in and say hello.
Yeah. So
Okay. Normally
you go by the area code. 813 is a Tampa, Florida number. She lives in Southern California. So if you know who it is, you can obviously address them. Otherwise, if you don't know who they are, 813 area code, you're on the air for an example.
Okay.
So go ahead, bring them on.
Bring on Cheryl. So I just press here, right?
Yeah, and then tell Cheryl she's on, so there's no.
Okay.
So she's not like.
Hello,
worried.
Cheryl. Cheryl, you there?
I am. How are you?
Good. You're on the line, live with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we had a little difficulty getting. We were actually out.
I was beating Valerie Ann
and
Paul Bieber and of course a couple of my friends. So there was road construction, which wasn't exactly road construction. There was just signs blocking one of the lanes on the Long Island Expressway, so it kind of slowed us down.
I was going to say, have you ever been on the LIE on Long Island?
I bet you Larry has, but not Cheryl.
Yeah, it's quite an experience.
Goodness.
But we made it.
Yeah, we're here.
Good, you made it.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you for taking my call. We just finished a 2-hour program on genetically modified foods on the Seat of Power here at Freedomizer Radio. So
Okay, good. The more awareness about them, the better. And
Right. One
of the things I just wanted to make mention, and I'm sure you discussed this on your show, is how important it is to read labels and to look for ingredients that are labeled, have either corn, cotton, canola, or soy.
Mm-hmm.
in them, so that if it's not certified organic, chances are it's probably genetically modified. And so what I like to do is I like to look at the labels, and if I see, like, say, some mixed nuts, and it says cottonseed oil, well, I won't buy them because I know that chances are it's GMO. And so, unfortunately or fortunately, when you shop, the best thing to do is to read the labels of everything you buy and become, you know, you get yourself familiar with what different companies do and stuff like that. So, but by law, if it's certified organic, it's not supposed to contain any GMOs.
Right. You brought up some very interesting questions that that we hadn't discussed, and one of them, Proof, you said something about, well, when did GMOs kind of first get started? And the first ones discovering that are starting to splice genes and affect the organism's DNA was done back in 1950.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One
right.
was the next
They're playing
one.
Around with our foods all the way back to 1950, essentially, right?
Hey. The court case that you were talking about, I just did a quick search on the first GMO created, and that court case that you brought up was back in 1980.
Yes, it was, and that's the one they rested on.
Right, that yeah. genetically altered forms of life can be patented,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we run into problems. You know, people are avid, I think a lot of people are avid label readers, but if they don't know that corn or, what'd you say, palm seed oil?
Cotton, corn, soy, and canola are all genetically modified.
Right.
So basically what they did was, especially with how they did this, they call them also, I don't know if you went into this on your show, but Roundup Ready seeds. That these are all sprayed with Roundup, you know, the weed killer.
Mm-hmm.
These were also they are what Monsanto did. What these chemical companies did was they found a soil organism in the soil, and the soil organism was Roundup resistant. You know how like you could go into your garden and you can take some Roundup and you can spray it on anything, and it will automatically die. I mean, it kills just about everything. Well, they found a soil organism that does not kill off from Roundup. And so they took that organism and they inserted it in these plants. And that's why they're able to spray all these plants with Roundup. And so essentially that's in our food. And there have been studies saying that it's they're finding it in our intestines and stuff, which is really scary. And so, you know, the best thing for us to do is to not buy these foods. Essentially, and I think, you know, this Proposition 37 in California is the beginning of the end of GMOs, because, you know, it's going to be on the ballot. They're going to vote to label them, and once
we
they're
hope.
Labeled, no, of course they're going to vote to label them, because people want to know. California is also very progressive. I would think that they're
well,
going to vote.
Well, this is a battleground here, so if they get past this, then they know they can plow through even more GMOs. So this is the test to see if we can stop this
exactly.
before it grows 10 times more than what it is right now.
Right, because once they're labeled, nobody's going to buy them. I mean, when I was in Europe and I saw it would say made with non-GMO soya, I mean, it was labeled.
Uh-huh.
So I'd say, okay, I'm not buying this, and I put it down, you know. And so, you know, that thing, you got to just hope that it'll be something that's labeled, and it should be labeled because we should know what's in our food. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think you're right. Once the foods start to become labeled genetically modified, that people are going to, what's that? Even if they don't
right.
already know, people that are beginning to read labels will start to spread the word and spread the awareness.
Right.
So. Thank you so much for bringing this subject up again. It's just, we can't bring it up enough, I don't think. It's one of those things that the more we talk about it, the bigger the message gets and the more people start to make changes.
Exactly. And it's one thing that I will probably be talking about a lot because I'm really against GMOs. You just don't mess with nature. You know, it's just, you just don't do that. And so we have to find more sustainable ways to feed our population and for the earth in general, just for our soils and for our life. It's very important. This is my guest.
Okay.
Right there. So
yeah, just let everybody know your guest is ready.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl, for calling in. I have a guest online right now I'm going to bring on.
Paula, you want to go to your break first?
I got to go to a break first, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. You want to make sure.
When you learn.
Cheryl, I don't know about you, but I don't want to just bring my guest in 2 minutes before a break. I'd rather take my break 2 minutes early, and then you could build up your guest. So does that sound like something you do too, Cheryl?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That's kind of unwritten protocol.
Okay.
You don't have to. It's just nice.
Okay.
Otherwise, you have to take a break right after you bring them on, and then it just, you lose time.
All right. We wouldn't want to do that. So, okay. Well, thank you so much, Cheryl, for calling.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And listening to my first show.
All right.
Well, we're here to support our Freedomizers.
All right. And I guess I'll... After I get done here with Christine, Cheryl, I'm indisposed for the duration of my trip here, so I will see everybody Sunday.
Okay.
All right, but thanks for covering us, Cheryl.
Thanks.
Have a good show.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
click
thanks.
The blue.
We're just figuring out what to do here.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey. So right now you tell everybody who your guest is and tell them a break is coming up.
Okay. We have a guest coming on after the break. Her name is Jennifer Nazzi, and she's also a certified holistic health coach. And we're going to talk today about a topic that's one of my favorites, which is skincare and how to treat your skin from the inside out.
Because I don't know how to use you need to either scroll down so you see the word add, or you type add in where the keyboard
is,
and I don't
really
know how to do it.
This is really slow the other day, too. Hold on 1 second as we try to figure out how to go to break. I have very slow internet connection.
Sorry, ABC has a ton of files. I need to probably tell him to see what there is that he can get
there.
Rid of. Oh, it is. It's there. He just has a ton of files.
Okay.
So it's trying to refresh itself.
Okay. So we will get...
Unless,
won't work.
Well, it will, but I don't know how to use the thing on top.
Yeah.
Like,
how
do you type the word add in there? Because you could type it in here where
it's just really slow, because I had trouble this the other day when Joe was showing me how to do it.
So I don't know how to...
Yeah, it was fun, huh?
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, just type in add, A-D.
This happened the other day. It's a little slow. I'm not sure you don't want to... We're trying to figure things out. Hold on a moment here. And we'll bring on our guest, and we can talk about lovely skincare.
All right. If I can do any faster on this computer, I'll do that.
Okay.
But if you can get it, then that's awesome.
Okay. We're trying. I'm in the process of getting a new computer, so hopefully that will speed things up a bit. But we're getting there. What does that add to be?
What's that? Oh, that's just so you can write in who your guest is if you want, if you have a co-host.
Oh, okay.
So did that, you're still waiting?
No, it didn't work.
Didn't like my thingy here, so.
No, it's very slow. So hold on, we're getting there. Training is always fun. And I'm lucky to have Proof here today with me. 3,000 miles just to be here today.
You're right.
For me to help me out.
All right, I don't know why this is...
I have no idea.
Is this stuck on cap lock or anything? No.
I have no idea. You want me to bring on and then just... go to the
You might as well at this point, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to bring on my guest while we try to figure out how to get onto the menu we need to get onto. And like I said, Jen is a holistic health coach, and we're going to bring her on now, and we're going to talk about skincare.
All right.
Hold on 1 moment.
I'm just
going to
go in my way then.
We're getting there.
Hi, Christine.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a guest on my first show. As you can see, we're kind of floundering our way through the first one, but that's okay. That's what happens when you try something new, right? But I appreciate
you calling in
today to be my guest to talk about skincare. Jen, can you tell me how you decided to specialize in this? Like, what made you decide to, help people with that aspect of their life?
Absolutely. You know, for me, my own health story is with psoriasis, which is a skin condition. It's also an autoimmune disease. And just across, you know, the years, I've had issues with acne and other stuff that's just been unpleasant. And in the past, the answers to that were Accutane or birth control or other things that I just didn't realize at the time were impacting my system in big ways.
Mm-hmm.
And probably set the stage for some of those bigger health issues that hit me down the road. And in the past, prior to my work as a holistic health coach, I've supported women in a variety of roles. I've been a teacher, a mentor, a doula, parenting coach, a student midwife. It just felt right to figure out a way to bring those two together. And so now I really just focus on supporting women in healing, you know, and getting that skincare down so that, as I heard you say before, you know, really going inside out so that they can be radiant both inside and out, and just how much our skin, you know, it's our largest organ, it's a major player in our detox channels. If things aren't working right, you know, then our skin's got to really step up and it takes a beating. And then also it's our boundary with the world and how we present ourselves to the world and how we feel about ourselves in the world. And so there's a lot of layers to it. It's actually a really juicy topic for me and something I'm really passionate about. So it just seems to have all kind of come together for me, and I'm happy to be here today talking with you about it.
Yes, and I really appreciate it. And you know what? You've brought up already some really great information talking about how, you know, when you do have these issues, these skincare problems, and you go to the doctor and they give you something for your skin that you're not really getting at the cause. And so, you know, people think, well, you know, I have acne or I'm having eczema, and then they just go and to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, here's a prescription, here you go, and you're not really getting at why you had this to begin with. And I could talk firsthand from this, because this happened to me, actually, where I had a rash for 4 years on my leg. And I kept going doctor after doctor after doctor and kept getting put on, you know, antibiotics and prednisone and all these things. And back then I didn't know any better, so I just took them, you know. But it never got to what was the cause. And, you know, so I tried to detect it after a while, you know, to try to figure out exactly what the cause was. But and that's something that, you know, the two of us, as health is one of the things that we do, is try to help people, you know, determine from the inside what's going on and how can you really get rid of this so that you can feel better. Are there certain things that you did for yourself that you found that when you had the psoriasis that helped you? Any recommendations?
Absolutely. You know, I think there's a lot of confusing information out there for people, and it certainly was my experience when, you know, I walked out of the dermatologist's office, and what I'd been told was there's nothing you can do, diet has nothing to do with it, you know, take your pills, and when they stop working, come back. And just intuitively, I just knew that couldn't be right,
mm-hmm.
that my body had to be telling me something. And, you know, I think we all think we eat pretty healthy, but when I look back, I mean, I was a sugar addict. I was eating, you know, cereal for lunch, sandwiches for, you know, or I mean cereal for breakfast, sandwiches for lunch, pasta for dinner. You know,
uh-huh.
I was lucky if I was getting in a serving or two of vegetables a day, if that. And so I just really had to start from the ground up and look at how I was nourishing, or really how I was not nourishing my body. And if I really want to look at the full picture, I was a mom of two young kids. I was going through a period of a lot of transition with, you know, my relationship with my husband, with my work, with all of these things. And I didn't give enough attention to how stress was really impacting me as well. Mm-hmm. And so some of the big things I had to work on and that I work on with people are, one, really looking at their digestion, what's going on in there. You know, more often than not, I hear people who are not, you know, eliminating efficiently at all, and they just think it's normal. It's constipated all the time. You know, and if you're not getting waste out, it's got to come out somewhere. And again, your skin is your biggest organ, and it's a big player in that.
Right.
So really looking at digestion, you know, really looking at foods that create inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So things like sugar and processed foods, looking at whether there's, you know, food sensitivities at play, which in my case, there were. Gluten is a huge trigger for me. So that had to come out. You know, getting more whole foods in the diet. Getting a really wide range of vegetables and fruits that, you know, we talk about eating the rainbow, right? Like each one brings something different to the party, and you need all of that. So, you know, making tweaks with those things, looking at my stress levels and that, how that wreaks havoc on your hormone balance, too, and how that comes out in your skin. I don't know how many women I talk to who it's like around their period, they'll complain about their skin going haywire, right? That it's very connected to hormones for them. And we tend to not think of how stress impacts, you know, our cortisol levels impacts all of our hormones. You know, and just really being willing to dig in there and say, what's going on? And some of the pieces in my life that I maybe had sort of pushed under the rug and wasn't wanting to look at too, realizing that it was time to unearth some of those and see what was really going on there.
Yes, and I think, too, is that, you know, the most important thing is to encourage people, you know, when something, they have a breakout of whatever, you know, whether it's a rash, eczema, psoriasis, you know, acne, some sort of skin condition, you know, hey, you know, don't go to the doctor and say, you know, where's my prescription? Say, okay, let's find the doctor or the health coach or somebody who's going to say, let's figure out why this is happening. Let's not try to just, you know, be told there's nothing you can do, take this prescription, you know, because there's so many people out there that'll say, let's look at the whole organism and let's look at the whole body and let's say, let's look and see what's really going on. Let's look at, like you said, let's look at the diet. And, you know, diet is plays a big role in skin. And if your body's not getting the right nutrients, you know, the body, like you said, it's the detox, your skin's going to, detox, you know, the pathways are through the skin. And so it's very, very that we look into that. And there are certain foods. Are there any foods that you recommend in particular that is good for the skin?
Absolutely. I think one that gets left out a lot is healthy fat. You know, we have been conditioned. Yes, we have, you know, fat is always something that's being villainized, right? And fat, that probably started back in like the 80s or so, and then we had the whole snack well craze and all of that. And it's kind of stuck around where people still are under this impression that all fat is bad.
Right.
And so they're going for low-fat products. Even, you know, they're looking at calories and going for low-calorie products, not realizing that when they take that fat out, they got to put something in. So they're typically putting in more salt, more sugar, and we're not getting what we need. So then there come the cravings, there comes that cycle, and our body's not getting nourished. I mean, our cell membranes are made up of fat. Like we need
our brain.
We need fat.
Our brain is made up of fat.
Exactly, exactly. And so really working on getting healthy, you know, high-quality fats in people's diets. So, you know, obviously that can look like you know, good quality fish, you know, people who choose to do fish oil can look like getting, you know, flax oil in there. Chia seeds are wonderful. Avocados, you know, just really kind of broadening people's horizons in terms of what is a healthy fat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? And even, you know, dairy, too, you know, getting the better quality dairy if you're comfortable with, you know, raw butter or raw dairy is also very good for you if you can find a farm that you trust.
Right.
That's also very important, too, for the brain and for the skin and that sort of a thing, if that's what you decide to do. Very, very questionable, I know. But, again, it's an individual choice, and it's one that you will have to try and see how you feel on and how your body reacts or doesn't react to it. And so I would advise people if they, you know, if they want to look into the healthy fats and dairy to, you know, do an experiment, unless you're, you know, vegan, you're against dairy. But because there are some very beneficial fats in with good butter, raw butter and that sort of a thing as well. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's about looking for quality ingredients, like you said. Looking for fish oil certainly is very high. Of course, you want to look for a good quality. See, quality also matters. You know, it's hard to, I'm sure you'll agree that, you know, just going into, you know, a supermarket, which isn't so super, according to.
I heard that comment. I wholeheartedly agree. I might start using your new catchphrase.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's a sub-average market.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, you got to walk in and you've got to, you know, unfortunately you get what you pay for today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to go in and you're going to buy a $3 bottle of, you know, fish oil and you could wind up with contaminants, you know, unless it specifically says on the label that there aren't any. That's something you want to look for when you buy fish oil.
Hey, speaking about paying for things, I have to teach Christine how to take a commercial time out here. So can we talk to you?
Can you please hold for a second, Jen, as I sort of learn the ropes? Do you mind?
Absolutely. I don't mind at all. I'll be here.
Okay, great.
It's
so we're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Right, I think I did that. Did I put her on hold?
So. Let the listeners know that you'll be back.
Okay, we'll be back. We're going to play an ad.
Well, it's going to be more than one. It's going to be 3 minutes worth.
Okay.
Anything that says ad, or if you scroll down and you see ad promo.
Okay. So I just press here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So try to count like three and a half, even 4 minutes, somewhere in there. But go ahead.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Austin here from Gorilla Radio, asking you guys to tune in Monday and Wednesday night after the Proof Negative show.
Right here on Freedomizer Radio, the only network on the web that freedomizes your freedom. And please, people, do not believe the hype. We are not both cynics on Gorilla Radio.
Wait, you're the cynical one, not me. I'm the realist here. God damn, you know everybody loves you, even though you're the biggest cynic out there.
Hey now, Austin, I was talking about you.
Wait, no, we're talking about you. You're the cynical one.
I'm
the realist.
Not the cynical one. You're the cynical one. Everybody knows you're cynical.
Your life experience is right at your fingertips. You can achieve anything that you can think of. You have the power to change your experience anytime you want. Explore cutting-edge research on the brain, mind, body, and spirit, and how applying this information can mean transforming your every experience.
So you got like a minute left.
Talk about all this and more every Sunday night, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, on the show It's Just a Ride with Tom Casella, here at FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Matrix. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. Always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Hey, I'm back live. Christine Siegel here. Wake up and live. I'm going to bring Jennifer back on, Jennifer Nassi, certified holistic health coach. We're talking about how to have super sexy skin. How does that sound, David? I'm sorry, poof.
What's that? Oh, sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you.
Sounds good to me, too.
You're back.
I'm back.
So, yes, we were talking about before the break about foods that are good to eat for your skin. And this is, again, very important for people so that they can realize that it is really an inside job and that what you eat is reflected on the outside. And so we were talking about before the break, we were on talking about fish oil and how important it was to find good quality fish oil. Is there anything that you recommend in terms of fish oil? Any particular brand, or you just any tips on that at all, Jennifer?
Sure. Yes, I've had good luck with Nordic Naturals, and that's one that you can find at a health food store.
Okay.
Metagenics is another one that I'm very familiar with, but that is one that you have to get through a practitioner. You know, I think part of the work is really getting people to be savvy about label reading and. In general, you know, when it comes to all the things we're putting in our body and on our body, you know, that it should be as close to natural as possible. But that's, you know, it's kind of how we were designed. And I know it's actually quite a great tie-in because I heard some of your discussion on GM foods.
Yeah.
It's that same kind of thing. It's like the more you deviate, that, you know, the harder it is for your body to process.
Right.
And, you know, in terms of our, you know, we are bombarded from almost every direction these days in terms of toxins. And so absolutely, you want to make sure whatever you're taking in or putting on is not going to just be adding to that.
Right.
And so I totally hear you. You want to make sure that you're checking, you know, where you're getting things from and what kind of testing it's been through if you're looking at fish oils to make sure it's as pure as possible.
Right. I actually have a small list here of some foods that I had jotted down that are good for the skin. And I'm just going to read some of them off. And I just want to, again, make aware to people that this is high-quality foods, meaning like when I say, for instance, peanuts is on this list and almonds, you want to look for raw, organic peanuts and almonds and not just the roasted one on in the supermarket. You know, they're not the same. I've got Swiss chard, which is a green, which is very good for the skin.
Yeah, I'll be making that tonight, actually.
Will you?
Rainbow chard, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
We've got some in our fridge, too.
Chardil?
I do, all the time. I love Swiss chard.
Yeah, my favorite chard recipe is if I have a wok, you separate the leaves from the stems and you put the leaf part in the wok with balsamic vinegar and EVOO.
Okay.
And just a hint of pepper. You take the stems, you throw some Parmesan on it, throw it in the oven, and you got like Parmesan-y sticks of some kind.
Oh, wow.
That
yeah,
tastes
great.
Pretty good.
That's great. I know. You can. There's a lot you could be creative with. And I don't know why people think healthy food isn't good. I mean, I have that with my clients. I don't know if you find that also, Jen, but, you know, that... they say, well, I don't like that. And I says, well, there's a million different ways you can fix it. You know, try it again.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of busting up the myth, too, is there's this idea that it has to be complicated or hard to do. And so that was a perfect example, that recipe, of how easy it can be. Like, and it doesn't have to be super time-consuming, and it can be very simple, actually, and be really, really tasty.
Right.
But part of that work is also, you know, helping people see how easy it is to incorporate some of these things into their life, for sure.
Right, exactly. I also have on this list goat milk, believe it or not. People think goat milk, but, you know, goat milk is what our ancestors used to drink way back in the day, you know, before cow's milk got popular here. So goat's milk's actually not only good for the skin, you know, internally, but it's actually very good to also bathe in. I mean, clay pots are known to bathe in milk. So I don't know if you've ever taken a milk bath. You ever taken a milk bath, Proof?
No, I haven't.
No? Actually, quite.
Yeah, I've never taken a milk shower either.
No milk showers. It's actually very, very softening on the skin. You really, it's very conditioning. It feels nice. There's eggs, carrots, onions, avocados, walnuts, salmon, cashews, sesame seeds, and bananas I have written down on this list. As some, you know, but again, you know, it was what Jennifer was talking about, in that, you know, it's just basically the rainbow of spectrum of healthy foods that's going to be good for your skin. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, Jennifer, what you think of the creams and stuff that you get in the store, in terms of, like, what would you recommend for the average person, say, who wants to moisturize their skin on the outside? Is there something that you would recommend for the outside of the skin to put on?
Yes. I'm so glad you asked that. And, again, I am a huge fan of keeping it as simple as possible. And so, for example, for me, as my regular moisturizer, I just use a high-quality shea butter. It's actually not that expensive, and it's very, very basic, and my skin loves it. You can even use, you can pick an oil, you can use olive oil, you can use jojoba oil is wonderful, you know, lather it on before you hop in the shower, let it soak in for a minute or two, and then take your shower. For folks who are having some skin, like more significant skin issues, whether it's eczema, psoriasis, you know, rashes, things like that, there's a wonderful product I enjoy called Soothe, which is S-U-U-T-H-E. And again, it's got very limited ingredients. You could literally eat it if you wanted to, and it would be fine. So that's sort of my litmus test. Like, I want you to be able to eat what you put on your body.
That's what I tell people, too. If you can't eat it, it doesn't belong on your skin, which is a very good rule to follow. You know, because people don't realize the skin is the biggest organ, and it sucks up whatever you put on. It gets right into your system, into your bloodstream. And it's very, very important. And you know what? I would say it would be a fun thing to do. You know, I remember growing up doing the oatmeal mask, and you could do eggs and, you know, all sorts of stuff for the skin, and it feels wonderful on the skin. And, you know, if you have young children, especially, you know, a little girl, what a great way to spend some quality time with your daughter, just fixing some things in the kitchen to use on your skin and having fun with that. So that's really great. And I actually, my latest thing right now, I've done a lot of what you suggested, Jennifer, and I've used, you know, the olive oil, and I tried the coconut, and right now I'm stuck on lemon, just a plain old lemon. And
nice.
I heard a story, one of my clients, her mother, her grandmother actually, used to use lemon juice on her skin. That was the only thing she ever used on her skin, and then she would take the lemons when she was done with them, and, you know, they're cut in half, and she'd put each half on her elbows. And she did this whole life. And apparently, according to my client, even in her 90s, she had skin like a porcelain doll. That's how she described her. So I said, well,
wow.
I have a porcelain doll, so I'm going to use lemon. And so that's what I use now. And but I like it, you know. I like it. It works for me. And so it is. It's a lot of fun to be able to use it.
It is a lot of fun, and again, it doesn't have to be complicated, right? I think we're marketed to so much that we need these super fancy, high-end, expensive creams and things, serums, you name it, and that's where we put our resources, because again, I think we're in that mode of, like, we just need the product that's going to fix it. But really, if you're doing the internal work, too, you know, you can use just very, very simple, basic products on your skin and get great results.
Right.
And so I know I had mentioned to you that I was going to share something with your listeners too, but it includes, I've got a recipe for an organic pumpkin mask that you can do at home, an organic sugar scrub, like things that you probably have in your kitchen already that you can put together and that just feel really good. And I think to me, it's almost the same experience of when you're cooking your own food at home, just that love and energy and focus that goes into it, and how
yes,
we just take that food in differently.
Out.
It's
absolutely
the same thing with skin. It's like when you're taking that pause, you're taking that time to really create something to nourish yourself, you know, it pays dividends. It really does.
It really does. And, you know, there's so many people that go out there and they buy these expensive lotions and creams thinking that they're helping out and their skin. And in reality, if you look at the ingredients, it's parabens, it's all these chemicals that aren't good for the skin in the long run.
Yeah.
So they're spending all this money when all they have to really do is open up their refrigerator door or their pantry and just use what they already have. And so, and it will actually, you'll feel so much better. And you just know that you're doing the right thing for your skin. And so, you know, I'd like to encourage, you know, listeners to really look in their own kitchen and use what's available to them. And also this booklet that you suggested from, you can get that from your website, Jennifer, of some.
Yes, if folks are interested, they can go to clearskindiva.com/sexysummerskin. It's actually applicable to any time sexy skin. But it is a call that I did this summer. They can get the recording. It's got lots of juicy information in there about how to get healthy fats in, how to get more, a wider range of vegetables in, you know, how to deal with the processed sugary foods, how to, you know, tips for stress and sleep, all this great stuff. And with it, you get an action guide as well. And in there, there are helpful links that you can go to, things for, you know, Tulsi tea is one of my favorites in terms of handling stress and dealing with that sort of side of it. There's a link for that. There's a link to some skincare that I recommend. There's a list of ingredients to avoid so that when you're looking at that and going, I don't even know what these are. Do I do this? Do I not? You have a cheat sheet. And then there's the recipes for the organic pumpkin mask and the sugar scrub.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to go to a caller in a minute, but before we do, there's just one other thing I want to bring up with skincare, and I want to make sure that I covered this. Because it's a lot what people are doing today with Botox, and people, you know, wrinkles are something that no one wants to see on their face, but it is part of aging. And unfortunately, as we get older, we all get wrinkles. And today with, you know, modern technology and stuff and science, we have now Botox, as you know, is botulism in the face, and people go in and they spend, you know, quite a bit of money for these injections into their skin. And one of the points I just want to bring up about that is that your face has all your energy centers. And wish we were on a TV, I could show this little chart that I have in front of me, but I have actually a picture of a face, and every there's little points all
yeah,
along
you
your whole
you
entire face. Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's
oh, okay.
Why you're in here. So
if
you,
I could put a link in and
yeah,
people
so
can
if you
go
knew where
on.
The picture was, you can cut and paste it and people can see it.
Oh, okay. Well, you learn something new every day, right?
Yeah.
but what happens is if you are getting this Botox injection, it blocks your energy centers from the face. And so I just wanted to bring that up to people so that they realize that, you know, in the long run, this is not something that's been around for a long time, and we don't really know the damage that it can do long term. And
yeah.
I don't know if you have any thoughts on Botox.
You know, it's funny you brought that up. I actually recently ripped out an advertisement for it, and, of course, it was about 4 pages long, and then I realized why, because there's so much that they had to disclose that no one bothers to read the fine print, right? So here's a couple snippets. You know, it can obviously have serious side effects that can be life-threatening, but there's also side effects if it spreads too far. It is a toxin, and I'm not sure if people totally realize that. That
mm-hmm.
it is just a diluted form of botulism toxin, and so it can spread, in which case you can have loss of strength and muscle weakness all over the body, double vision, blurred vision and drooping eyelids, hoarseness or change or loss of voice. trouble seeing words clearly, loss of bladder control, believe it or not, trouble breathing, trouble swallowing. And then there's a whole, you know, and that's just the ones they mentioned there. And then there is a whole slew of, you know, everything you need to let your doctor know before you can even get it. And, you know, there's just all these factors that I don't think people really realize. You know, other side effects, they've got dry mouth, tiredness, headache, neck pain, eye problems. And then, of course, your allergic reactions and things like that. So it just, you know, I understand that people want to go for that quick result, and it's so tempting. You know, it's so tempting. But I also think part of it is that we don't honor the process our body is going through.
Right.
We're very disconnected from our body.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the work is really helping people get back in and back connected and really tuned into what their body needs. And you know what? If you do that, you're not going to need Botox.
Exactly. Exactly. So where we can look in the mirror and see a couple of wrinkles and say, I earned those wrinkles, you know?
Yeah.
And just embrace aging as something that's beautiful. And because a lot can go wrong with these Botox and collagen injections in the skin and that sort of a thing. And, I mean, I'm not going to name some celebrities that we know that have had some very, you know, strong facial work done in that area. And you know, maybe their natural aging face wouldn't have looked so, you know, hideous, I guess the word is, as than how they look now. And it's sad because, you know, that's... unfortunately, you know, it goes into the whole trying to look young forever, but that's, you know, that's not possible. And so it's embracing and being comfortable in your own skin. I'm going to bring on a caller for a moment with us, Jennifer, and see.
Great.
I think he's got a question. So you just hold on one moment. We're going to bring in 915.
Well, hello.
Hello, you're on the air with Christine.
Yeah, this is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Truth knows me.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Larry the trucker. He mentioned earlier about knowing New York. Unfortunately, yes, I do know New York. I hate going there.
Okay.
I've been on the BQE and found it very, the opposite of pleasurable. I think I'd rather, well, no, I was going to say I'd probably rather take a botulism shot, but I don't want to do that either, no more than I want to take an anthrax and inject it into my body.
Exactly.
Yeah, how trendy. Let's go be trendy. Let's put botulism in our skin.
Right.
Hey, you guys, did you know that, or gals, you're not guys, sorry. You know, if you peel the cucumber and de-seed it and mush it up into a pulp,
mm-hmm.
that's really good for your skin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is
and then,
very good. Yes.
Rehydrating your body along with a lot of trace minerals, including rare earth minerals,
mm-hmm.
are really, really, really good. Proof in point, the guy's so healthy, it makes me sick sometimes. You ever heard of Dr. Joel Wallach?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 72 years old and runs around like he's a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Man, act your age, old man. Make me feel like I'm... I mean, gosh, the guy does, like, I was talking to Proof about this last night. The guy does 300 seminars a year. And
yeah.
It's like, give me a break, dude. You make me look like I'm a Methuselah or something. I'm ancient, and I'm not that old.
Okay.
So, yeah, he and Peter Glidden and several other doctors got together and started another company and stuff where they, you know, they sell, you know, some pretty good products, but no free plugs. I'm not getting paid for the advertisement. But anyway, yeah, I didn't mean to, like, totally go off on a tangent on you. I'm sorry.
Just wanted to cut in on you because you mentioned cucumber on the skin. But what's really awful good for the skin is juicing cucumber. That
well,
is
that's what
really
I mean.
Good.
It's making it
and
a pulp.
A little
yeah.
juice and drink that. That is very hydrating from the inside out.
Oh, big time. Yeah,
I like
that too.
That. Of course, you want to make sure that the cucumber's organic. And
yeah,
gonna...
well, that is, but you know what? Something too is you have to be careful because even though it's organic, it may not have a lot of vitamins. It just depends on if they're, like, really careful, I guess. I don't know. I hate to use the term anal, but I'm, like, really hardcore gardening kind of thing. I before I even started using my garden, I took the soil and plowed it up, tilled it, put compost, peat moss, hardwood ash, mainly oak and pecan and stuff like that, and put all sorts of minerals back in the soil before I even used it as
right.
a, you know. So right. that way
well,
my food...
Really the thing that we really need to see is sort of figuring out how we can get people to backyard garden and have the time in our busy lives that we do in today's modern society,
right.
because this will take away a lot of the... You know when you grow it yourself, you know what went into it, and you don't have
exactly.
to worry about
and what didn't go into it. Yes.
Exactly. So I think, you know, that's really important. But
right.
unfortunately, that's, you know, a lot of us don't have the time to be out in the garden all day, and CSA's, Community Supported Agriculture, is one really good way.
If people just don't watch a football game for a couple of hours, they could
football.
Do a garden. It's not that hard. If you do it right, you know, it's like, what, a few hours a week and then put up an automatic sprinkler system on it, it almost takes care of itself darn near until you have to pick your own food. Oh, my gosh, how terrible.
Yeah.
You talked about coconut oil. Are you familiar with red palm oil?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
that stuff's real good for your skin, too. Because I heard you talking about eczema and psoriasis and all that stuff, although, really, that's a mineral deficiency and a vaccine toxicity symptom, too, but that's another story. I won't even go there. But also, you know they GMO-ified sugar beets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, they want to GMO everything. And
yeah,
they patented a food that grows. Monsanto, the makers of chemical warfare, that's who made, you know, Agent Orange, also... has patented crops that will grow in soil that's been contaminated with aluminum. Do you know that? Yeah, nice people.
Well,
but
yeah,
anyway,
again,
I relinquish my time to the Congress. You have your show back. By the way, what's your name?
My name?
Jen.
Christine, and you're on with Christine and Jen.
Okay, is this your first show, Christine?
My first show, and I'm sitting here with Proof Negative next to me, and he's helping me. You can see me. You can talk to me every Friday at this time.
Cool. Hey, Proof.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday. I know.
Thank
I told you.
You
last night too. It was Proof's birthday yesterday. Everybody.
Yes, it was. It's been
I'm
a
just
big one.
Letting it's everybody know he's an old fart now.
He had a big one.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you know, just quickly talk about you know, GMOs.
Thanks
again.
For kicking that guy last night. To it.
You know, the best thing that we can do is if we don't buy them, then there's no market for them. And so one of the best things that we could do is educate people on how to, recognize them. And there's a great website online run by Jeffrey Smith, who's a big advocate against GMOs, Institute for Responsible Technology, and he's got lists of companies that do not have GMOs in their foods. And so, you know, we have like a shopper's guide where you can walk around in the stores and you can, decide what you're going to buy or this way you know you're not buying any GMOs. And it does take a little time, but it's highly recommended. So, anyway, thank you so much for calling in. And Larry, and asking questions. And we're going to go back to talking about skincare some more for a little bit.
In 5 minutes?
Oh,
no,
we got to
no.
take a break?
In 5 minutes, we take our last break.
We take another break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to make sure everybody knows about all the other shows and the sponsors that we have. So
okay.
Let's finish up with your guest.
Okay, we're going to finish up. Wait, hold on.
All right.
1 second as I try to figure this out. So how do I put him back on?
He's already in the pond.
He's in the pond? He
yeah.
left?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Larry, you left me. Okay, Jennifer, we're back on talking about it. Going to finish
well,
up a little bit more about skincare before we take
absolutely.
A break.
Absolutely. I think part of what Larry brought up is a good point that, you know, I think in an ideal world we all would have gardens and we would all do that. For ourselves, and that certainly is something that I'm hoping more and more people will work towards. And it can be easy, but I also know when it comes to meeting people where they're at, that that's a very big leap for
yeah.
them to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at like kind of ways to bridge that for them. And just really easy, simple things they can start doing today. And one of my favorite things to do is in the morning have some water with lemon, right? You mentioned lemon, you know, using lemon on your skin. Well, it's also great to have it, you know, to start your system in the day and start those,
get those detox channels opening. The drink is I throw some lemon, some lime, and not the tangerine itself, but just the zest of a tangerine. And that just really makes it pop right there.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
I also do that. Every morning I get up and I have water. I actually just heat up. I don't boil it, but I just every morning I put on the stove. I don't use a microwave at all, which I'll probably get into.
Microwave water is like the nappiest.
Yeah, habit. I'll probably get into that at some point, too.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
just,
its own show right there.
It is, absolutely. And
by the way, we're in Christine's kitchen. I do not see a microwave.
No, I don't own one.
Yeah, that's.
I don't own a microwave.
Yeah.
So you're verifying that for us.
I don't own a microwave per se, but my roommate owns one, so I can't officially say that it's not one in our house. But
yeah.
I don't own one that works.
Yeah. I don't.
We do have a toaster oven though. I love my toaster oven.
Yeah.
But other than that, I love my crock pot too though.
Mm-hmm. Crock pots are also another really great one. To use also. But, is there anything, Jennifer, that you want to say? You want to, again, because we're going to go to break in a few minutes, and then I'm just going to wind up. I only have 15 minutes left. What a time goes fast when you do this, huh?
Told you.
Oh, my God.
You said you couldn't fill 90 minutes.
I'm like, 90 minutes when he first asked me. I'm like, that's a lot of time to fill, and now it's almost over.
Yeah, let our nice guest take a minute or two.
Yes. And if you just want to tell everybody again where they can find your information and that wonderful book that you have available that they can check out and anything else that you have going you want to share with them, feel free.
Oh, well, thank you. And I just want to appreciate you for inviting me to come on and talk about this and to acknowledge for those who are listening that it can seem very overwhelming. And so if you are feeling bombarded, take a deep breath and just know that it really starts by incorporating one thing at a time. So whatever spoke to you, if it's starting your day with, you know, some lemon or lime and some water, if it's trying cucumber on your skin, trying different oils, switching out some of your products, you just got to get started somewhere. And so I encourage you, if this is a topic you really want to learn more about, to come and join me. So you can find me at clearskindiva.com/sexysummerskin. That's where you're going to go. You're going to find a box to put in your name, your email, where you will receive the recording of the call that's going to go into more depth around how to get healthy fats, you know, swap out some of the processed and sugary foods, you know, things you can do for your skin. And you'll also get access to that action guide that's going to walk you through some of those steps and provide some really helpful resources for you. And, of course, it includes two of my favorite skin recipes, which is that organic pumpkin mask and organic sugar scrub. So please join me over there. And I look forward, Christine, to hearing more of your show and seeing all the juicy topics you get into. What a great way to be able to bring information that always isn't the easiest to get access to out into the world.
Right. And I thank you so much for joining me as I wobble through my first broadcast. But it was a pleasure having you. Very much.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure as well and also a first for me. So thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You want to let Cheryl in first before we go to break?
Where's Cheryl? Let me. Okay. Hold on as I figure out what I'm doing again. Okay.
All right, so she'll be out in a second. Go ahead and let Cheryl in.
Which one is
that?
Is that her?
No, the one with the question mark up.
Well, there's two.
Yeah.
So which one is Cheryl?
The one that you weren't just talking to?
Oh, I thought I... Oh. Yeah, okay. Cheryl?
Hi.
Okay. We got
you.
I'm learning.
You are. You're doing great. Thank you so much. What a great program. I'm just really pleased that you're here at Freedomizer with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got a clone proof over here, though, because what am I going to do next week? I kind of need
well,
a technical one. I should know I'm butterflies. I don't know what I'm doing.
No,
happens when you get older.
I got to meet Cheryl a couple months ago in her neck of the woods.
Oh.
And it was great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm very lucky. Very lucky to have him today. But thank
yeah,
you so
well,
much
we'll
for listening.
We're across the country if we need to, so no worries. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Okay, we're going to, I guess, go to
yeah.
a short break, and then we'll wrap up.
Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
All right, so let's go over here and play some ads that you didn't play last time.
Okay, here we go.
Hey guys, tune in to the Heated Conversation hosted by me, Vicky. UFOs, GMOs, and chemtrails, oh my. We talk about anything and everything as long as it's hot. So call in and join the discussion live Thursday nights, 10:30 to midnight, and Friday nights, 9 to midnight Pacific. Only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. As we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is Ron with Ron's Media Maker. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,200 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. I always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 9-1-1 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 9-1-1 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
Hello. Hello, it's Christine here. We're back live, Wake Up and Live. Hope you enjoyed my first broadcast. We're going to just wrap up here a little bit and just talk a little bit about what you can do this week until I'm back again on next Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern time. You know, I'd really like you to, if you can, start looking at labels and really, if you see anything that has canola oil or cotton seed oil or soy, you know, the GMO oils, if you can just sort of look at them and put that product down. I don't know what else to say. There's alternatives to everything out there today. We're lucky in that, for instance, if you look at Raisin Bran, we can mention product names.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kellogg's, all right? But this is a fact. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has high fructose corn syrup in it now, which is now genetically modified in it. And so, but you can also, you can go to the, you know, any sort of health food store, and actually a lot of the not-so-supermarkets today do have organic products. And maybe for a dollar more tops, you could get Cascadian Farms Raisin Bran. And Cascadian Farms Raisin Bran does not have high fructose corn syrup in it.
I did notice, too, that Post, all the Post cereals, they stopped using high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, really?
Honey Bunches of Oats, for example, my wife went shopping. She picked up a couple boxes because it said there's no high fructose corn syrup. Now, I can't vouch for the genetics of the wheat.
Right.
But
well, the wheat, or as Larry, our caller, just said, also we have to be concerned about the sugar coming from GMO food sugar now. So now we don't even know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, it's like we're like mice in a maze, and we've got to figure out how to get the good food, you know? And that it shouldn't be, you know, I mean, that's the bottom line. It shouldn't be. We should just be able to walk into a store and just pick stuff off the shelf and not have to think about it. It's sort of like a born right.
Yeah, it's
you
like
know?
When we were living 30 years ago.
Yeah, you just went shopping.
You didn't have to bring a magnifying glass and a thesaurus with you.
Can you imagine back then if we had to of course you didn't have like tomatoes and stuff in the middle of the winter time. It just was seasonal.
Yeah.
And you just went and you bought whatever was.
Yeah, and you canned whatever you didn't.
They weren't lined with BPA.
Yeah.
You know, the cans weren't lined. So that's a whole other fallout. But today you have to be a little bit more careful. But this is how things are going to change. And because of the internet and because of the connection everybody has, you know, this is why they were able to get 1 million signatures on that Proposition 37 for GMOs to be labeled on the ballot in California, because now you can basically organize people, whereas before you just couldn't. And so I really see this as the beginning of the end for them, because once the message keeps getting out there and people start saying, you know what, I'm not going to buy this, this isn't safe, there's no good science on this, and the little science that has come out is not very good. And if you want to see some of the recent science, you can, again, go to that website, Institute for Responsible Technology by Jeffrey Smith, and he's got all sorts of information. And actually Natural News also, I think, they also very up-to-date with the latest in the GMO news. So that's something that you might want to do that and start really looking at what you buy every week and try to stay as natural and as organic as possible. And there's a lot to just shopping locally. You know, just going out and shopping, knowing your farmers, asking questions. I mean, even farmers markets, you can go to them and ask the farmers, hey, do you spray, you know, what do you put on that? And is this GMO seed? And you can ask them, and they will tell you. And actually, when I was in San Francisco a couple of years ago, and I went to a farmers market, and right on the tent, they have to actually, in California, they have to tell you if they've sprayed, whereas here they don't. So I don't know why we're so behind here in New York, but California's so advanced because, you know, we're entitled to know what's in our food, too. And that should just be like a natural – it should be in the Constitution, you know. We have a right to clean food just as much as clean air and clean water and freedom, in our freedoms. I mean, it's really not being provided good food is really a violation of our basic human rights, as far as I'm concerned. And so I hope that this will change, you know, as time goes on. Is there anything else that I need to know here today?
No, I guess you just find your closing, and eventually you'll have your theme music and stuff like that.
Oh, I get theme music?
That's kind of what this is about here, so you have to find something.
I do have music, actually.
Yeah, as long as it's not copywritten and they gave our okay to play it, we're good.
Oh, okay. I do have music. I actually, if you want to find out a little bit more information about me, again, innerbeautyworkshops with an S, .com.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a blog on there that you can access from my website that I write every week. Wonderful, interesting articles, I think. Whatever happens to be on my mind.
See,
for the
that's
week.
Why you're in here, so you can tell people to go to freedomizerradio.com's chat room and click on the link.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
But they probably can't hear me, so you could tell them.
Oh, they can't hear you?
I don't know. They might be able to. I don't know if I said it loud enough, but
okay.
Go ahead, get used to it. Go ahead and get used to telling people to find your website.
Okay. Do we need it?
No,
you
got like 2 or 3 minutes left.
Okay. Yeah, and also, again, I'm running with a group of people, a global meditation on 12-12-12, and more will come out about this over the next couple of months as we get closer to the date. But we did a wonderful video that actually, the last time I checked this morning, it was up to 14,000 hits. Global Meditation 12-12-12. If you go onto YouTube and you could start sharing that, that would be wonderful. And basically, we're going to have everybody from the entire world on a guided global meditation 2 times, once on 9:30 p.m. Japanese Standard Time, which actually translates to 7:30 a.m. our time on 12-12-12. And then it'll run again 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is New York time, our time here in New York. So it's going to be about a half an hour long, and it's going to basically, the goal is to provide healing vibrations to the earth and the planet and ourselves. It's for global unity. It's for peace. It's for connection. And I really would like to have my viewers take a look at the video and start sharing it around on your social media sites. That would be wonderful. It's something that I believe in very strongly, and it's a good starting point as a solution to some of the problems today. You know, sometimes you feel powerless because you look and all you see is just nothing but one problem after the other, and there's so many things that need to be reformed and changed. And the best thing that we can do is get as many people as possible out there and making a difference and taking an active involvement in what's going on.
You got about a minute to get off the air.
I got a minute to get off the air.
Yeah.
Should I do a dance? Should I sing?
Whatever.
I don't sing. But
yeah, tell people to stay tuned for the next show. You know what the next show is, right?
No, you can tell me that.
All right, everyone. Christine is signing off right now. I don't know how to use this tablet, and the laptop's battery just ended here, so we're going to probably have a minute or so of dead air. Stay tuned for Mars Hoffman, Watchers Society Network, and thank you very much for listening in.
Thank you so much for listening. See you next week.
Greetings, greetings. It is 3:30. It is time for the Watchers Prophecy News. Here we go. This group is dedicated to prophecy and our survival in times of great disasters. We are a private think tank of the most elite thinkers on the end times ever. Welcome to the Watchers Prophecy Radio Network. You are tuned in to the real thing. God, I love that banjo. Makes me all warm and fuzzy inside. Network. With me today, as always, my co-host, Lady Deanna and Alex. Hello, how are y'all today?
I'm fine.
Well, I see you're here. I'm still looking for Deanna. She's off in the woodwork somewhere. Definitely going to rock your brain today. We have very special regular now on our show, Stan Deo. He's been booked for our next show, so don't miss the Watchers Prophecy Network news every Friday, now on Freedomizer. We're going to start having a lot of big-name guests. And today we have a big-name guest. Want everybody here pay close attention. It's going to be a great day. We have as our featured guest, Mr. Victor Perez. He is a businessman that only deals with veterans, limited active service military. Mr. Perez is a specialist. We're not going to go beyond that right now. We'll be bringing him on shortly to enlighten you about things he knows that's going on in the world that you should really know. He's definitely an insider. And I would seriously listen to what he has to say today. We've got a lot of news we've got to cover. We're going to try to get some of that. I've only got a certain amount of time that I allot myself for news, so I'm about to ramble. The final countdown, as everybody knows, is definitely underway. We see all the signs. There's not enough wars and rumors of wars for everybody that's going around right now. I don't know. I'll send you some in the mail. Folks, right now, the French embassy in France is under current heavy attack. United States, just a few hours ago, shut down 8 consulates across the Gulf region today in response to this. All this crazy violence in the Middle East. We're going to focus on some of that today. We've got some other news from Lieutenant General Barry Krantz, IDF Chief of Staff. He has announced a big Golan drill. It is probably one of the largest ground Israeli movements. This thing is even too big to be called a drill. We're going to call this a movement. They have urged world powers set a line, a red line in the sand for Tehran's nuclear program, saying it was running out of time to stop what it sees as its absolute quest for atomic arms, and raising international concern it could launch a go-it-alone strike against Iran. Now, we know this. There are some very special circumstances here. I'm going to get very, very deeply into those here in a few minutes. want to let you know the Watcher Society itself and our Cato Member Institute members in the Watchers, we still remain on a 120-day cock pistol alert for both Syria and Iran because we feel that this countdown is a real thing. Tensions right now are at well over the boiling point. Everybody has to admit it. Mainstream media is not really trying to inflame anything, but it's very obvious to those that are watching exactly what's going on over there right now. It is almost as if the Muslims have become enraged as a whole. Iran continues to fly military personnel and quantities of weapons into Syria by civilian aircraft, which cuts through Iraqi airspace. This is a great dilemma. American intelligence sources disclosed early Thursday, September 20th, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also said that, unfortunately, both sides, Syrians, pre-Syrian army, government and opposition, seem to be determined to see an end to this by only one means, military ends. Now, this presents a new issue for Obama, as we have no troops there in Iraq at all to stop these guys flying over, none. And now, no influence over the Iraqi prime minister, who is now in full agreement with Iran, that sending all he wants, including troops, which he's now doing, through Iraqi airspace is okay. Well, that's a quagmire for Obama because he doesn't want to help Netanyahu right at this point. Netanyahu wants to bomb him, and yet Obama is under considerable pressure to do something about Iran because of this Iraqi airspace problem, them flying troops down into Syria in support of the Russian military doctrine that's going on right now in the battle against the Free Syrian Army. We've got some other breaking news. Clearly, Iran is augmenting its military involvement in the constantly escalating Syrian civil war. It's broadening it into a multinational conflict, which threatens to drag Lebanon in. By the way, there were tanks just five clicks from two large Lebanese military outposts. The Lebanese didn't know whether to fire at the Syrians or not. Looks like there's going to be a standstill there for a little while. Hezbollah is now getting involved. Nasrallah, their commander, is already called for and is now actively recruiting more troops for such conflict start at any time. So, ladies and gentlemen, we definitely know what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and say hi again to Miss Alex.
Hey, Mars.
What's your take on this, hon?
Why don't we just get out of all the countries? That's what I don't understand. Why do we have to stay there and get our troops killed for no reason?
Well, I'm in full support of your thinking. I'm definitely a Ron Paulite. I don't understand why we need a nuclear deterrence with our submarines threatening these people and yet need 50,000 in Germany, 38,000 in Korea, so on, all over the freaking world. You look at the map surrounding Iran, Syria, we've got 63 military outposts. And that's just us in that region right there. I counted them all yesterday. I couldn't even believe it. So, yeah, I agree. That's definitely scary.
Yeah, I mean, why do we have to be in Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq? Why?
Well, the UN Secretary General's statement implying that the two Syrian sides are determined to fight to the bitter end is really echoed in Iran's resolve to fight to the bitter end for Assad on Syrian soil because of their great debt to the Russians. Now, Friday, he repeated his earlier last month's cry that the U.S. and Russia were in a state of war in Syria, now having armed forces from over 13 nations fully engaged in support of the Free Syrian Army. That includes agents thereof on the ground. So how much more can it get when we see this big multinational force off Iran's coast right now, having the largest war games ever played by so many nations. I've said it in every show since I was on Night Sky. I'm going to say it again now. There are more ships within 200 miles of the Syrian coast than were at the Battle of Midway. And if your logic does not tell you this is a bad thing, you need to rethink your situation. You're living in the end times. I see our special guest is here. We are going to start pushing buttons. So here we go. And here is Mr. Victor. You are live on
the air,
sir.
How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you today, sir?
Excellent. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you having me on. Alex, how are you, ma'am?
Hi. Fine, thanks, Victor. How are you?
Good. I am great. Thank you for asking.
And Lady Deanna is with us, too. She is absolutely wonderful. She's back here in the background pushing buttons like a mad girl, and I love her for it.
My job, pushing buttons.
Mr. Victor, I would like to discuss with you some of the subjects that we had talked about earlier.
Sure.
What is your feelings now, because we haven't really gave you a decent entry bio or anything. Give us a little bit about yourself and tell us your feelings about the overall feeling of what's going on currently in the Middle East.
Just a little background myself, I guess. I am a business person. I am in several different fields and industries, communications, IT, just some weapons background I do have. Currently, I want to keep it light and keep it very vague, just due to the nature of the companies I do work with currently. My feelings toward the Middle East, there's a lot of chest beating going on. I don't take too many things too seriously rather than the Armada. The reason for that being there's an application called D-Trade. D-Trade is provided by the U.S. State Department, which tracks exports of weapons around the world. And there's still a lot of activity. Typically, when there is a big movement, when there's a big action that's going to happen, D-Trade goes cold. There's no trading. There's no arms being moved around the United States or the rest of the globe. And D-Trade is pretty active. It's a lot more active than it has been in the last 7-8 months. So,
wow.
I'm taking things, you know, with a grain of salt. Now, again, you have to understand that media is faster. Media is more dynamic than it has ever been. Excuse me. So the fact that you're seeing more things on the news is just because there's more ways to get the news out. Keep in mind that the same activity, the same chest beating has been going on for years, but now there's more applications, more devices, more ways to get the media on the front page of these websites. So keep everything to the grain of salt until it's time. I just see a lot of signs financially and a lot of business signs saying that things are still moving ahead and there's money still being transferred back and forth. And as long as money being moved, you know, wars aren't likely.
Okay, that's very interesting because having somebody that can watch those things are definitely an asset, both for the watchers and for our listening audience today. Tehran is not hiding its actions, though, Mr. Victor. Sunday, September 16th, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, their commander, General Ali Jafari, said openly that Al-Quds Brigade's units were present, operational, and moving in both Syria and Lebanon, currently with about 1,700 troops in Syria and God knows how many in Lebanon.
Realistically, if you put their forces pitted against any single force in the region, any single world power force, how long do you really expect them to last?
Well, not very long, certainly not against Israel.
Right, but if you take the mentality...
But then again, that's the focus of our show today because we do see that this is coming to a head. If you're not that worried about it as far as your timetable, when do you see the most likely events going down that probably aren't the best for us over here where we're sitting?
I think Iran is being a cheerleader right now. They have everyone's attention on them. All the cameras and the lights are shown on Iran. So what they're going to do is use that as a rattling call. All their Muslim neighbors and Arab neighbors are going to see that they're being picked on. They're being picked on by a huge armada, and they're going to look at them as they're brave. They're going to look at them as they're standing up against the West. And that's going to bring about some more unrest. This is kind of going to polarize the situation where you had before in World War II, the actors of evil and the allies. That's where you're going to see. What I'm interested in seeing is where Russia is going to lie, where China is going to lie, because wherever they go is going to be a big deal. Just giving an example, we did some business out in Indonesia a couple months ago. Indonesia is kind of is the number one, the largest country in the world for Muslim population. They're being courted both by the United States and China. We had Green Berets down there. We had special forces there, not for an attack mission, but for training. We've trained their special forces, as well as China. China had a huge arms show down there. They've bought Korean attack aircraft. They've attempted to purchase German submarines. They've put bids out for Germany's Panzer tanks, the Tiger IIs, things of that nature. So when I see where that country lies and where they go, to the left and being United States or to the right being China, that's when I start getting worried, because that's kind of a good jump point in Southeast Asia for everyone.
Well, you see all these current riots that are going on down right now, including the French embassy right now on fire, black smoke coming up over it, as was the U.S. embassy in Libya and many other places. It being attacked, all the Muslims being enraged. Is that not one of those signs?
That is definitely one of those signs. But keep in mind that whatever you see in media is hyped up a lot. These people are out of control. These people want one thing, and they only understand one thing, which is force on force. But, again, visiting Indonesia, you would think the largest Muslim country in the world would be relatively, you know, orthodox, and for lack of a better word. But they're not. They're very westernized. They're very open to Western culture. It's just that this Muslim mentality has been beaten to them since they're children and for many years. And some nations are waking up, but some, like in the Arab states, are just not going to.
Well, I've got one report in front of me. It's a revelation. It's come from U.S. Israel or Israel's military IDF chiefs, notwithstanding. It's a menacing import, something I'm looking at. Namely, that Iran is no longer hanging about and waiting for its nuclear program to be attacked in order to punish Israel, but it really does seem like that it's getting ready for its own preemptive operation. Do you think that could be in the works?
I think they would like you to think it's in the works. They would like to think Israel would like to make Israel think that they have power like that. They really do not. Israel, by far, will squash any of those countries around them. And I'm not saying that because I'm a pro-Israeli person or anything like that. I just see the numbers, and the numbers are blatant. That country will lay the smack down on anyone in the area. But keep in mind that it doesn't take much tech or much training to set off a dirty bomb.
Well, that's true. And we don't really completely know what they have. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Barak have chosen silence, in my mind, in the face of what any other nation would regard as the caucus belly. In other words, an open deployment of enemy forces on its northern eastern borders would rattle me as a commander. This must have been a catalyst for the IDF's surprise two-division strength drill started out Wednesday on Israel's Golan border with Syria. Like I said, that's not even a drill. That was a large-scale movement.
Right.
Do you believe that was designed to, let's say, cross the fence or scare them back? We'll put it that way.
You mean having Iran scare back Israel?
Having Israel scare back Iran with this massive movement, two division worth, according to Defense Minister Barak.
Well, I totally feel that if Israel is lined up and they're ready to move, and they very rarely just show. Their mentality and their background has been, if we show our cards, we're going to use them. But I think they're being baited. I think Iran is baiting them in so they can be attacked first and then use that as a rallying cry for the rest of the nation to join up as an Arab force and to retaliate against Israel. Now, keep in mind, Russia is really, 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 really sweet on some of these Arab countries. Russian technology, some of their attack fighters, something that can stand up against an Apache, has been sold and retried many, many times to these Arabs. Saudi Arabia has purchased boatloads of Stingers and were given Stinger anti-air missiles. So if you attack them and you bring the wrath of the collective, that's just going to be a rallying cry for them to come at you harder. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to see Israel wipe these people off the face of the earth, but keep in mind, you know, public opinion is something that the war is really raged on. It's not just the right way. It's how many people can you get to be sympathetic to you. Sympathetic people turn into operatives and assets later on.
Oh, Mr. Vitker, I totally agree. We are going to absolutely get knee-deep in that comment here in just a minute, because we do want to explore exactly how Russia is involved in this. We're going to dig really deep in that here in a minute, and more on Israel's prime minister and his intentions. What we're going to do first real quick is we're going to take a real quick commercial break. When we come back, Lady Deanna and Alex, I know, are dying to talk to you, and I'm sure they'll have some questions, so we'll let them think about it while we're doing this commercial. Hang out. Uh-oh. I hate it when that happens. Okay, that's fine. We'll have a different kind of break. Technical difficulties with Blog Talk in the last 3 weeks. Most of our hosts has, so bear with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue on here in about 3 minutes, irregardless.
I am amazed at the lunacy that I find among white Republican conservative Americans, and I also stated that I have become acutely and remorsefully aware that there ain't 2 cents of difference between a liberal and a Republican, or a liberal and a conservative, or a Democrat and a Republican. Ain't 2 cents worth of difference. Now, there are
Mark?
Absolutely. I'm still here. I have no idea what happened to the console, but we are about to fix it. And I'm a fixer. This is what could happen.
Rotate on my command. 3, 2, 1, rotate. 1, 2, 3, release. I'm getting launch indication. I have missile away light on LFC-5. In progress.
Console is not working whatsoever, so we're just going to forget it exists. Mr. Victor, glad you're back.
Thank you, sir,
for being with us today, Lady Deanna and Alex. I'm going to start with Miss Alex. Do you have a good question for Mr. Victor?
Mr. Victor, what do you think, as far as all the wars, I'm of the belief that it all has to do with the central bankers and the Fed. They're the ones that get the war started for the name of profit. What do you think about that?
I tend to agree with you, but I don't believe it's on that level. I believe if you look a few tiers higher, the controlling hands have a little more say in that. The Fed and the bankers are just another, say, tentacle that they have under their control, just another way to get people riled up, getting people to lose their money, get people to get angry and get onto the streets and start some problems. Now, just to throw back to what Mara said earlier, what do I think is going to happen in the near future that's damaging towards us? Understand that everything that's happening around the world happens for a reason, to keep our attention drawn there, to keep us interested in the media, while neglecting that we have troops from foreign countries here on states in our own country doing maneuvers. There's Spetsnaz here, there's Germany Special Forces, there's Israeli Special Forces, there's all these types of clandestine operations going on here under the guise of, say, training or social training. Meanwhile, we've never given access to these type of operatives on our soil before, and now they are. So keep in mind, you have to have a plan. I know you guys say that over and over again. It's been played into the ground, and a lot of listeners just seem to brush that off. But there is no better words or advice I can give you other than have a way out, have a way away from the cities, have a way to get your family to somewhere you can feel comfortably safe. Have your preparations, whether it's a small go bag, a small rifle in your car, something to get you away from the epicenter of the problems, because they're going to happen. I guarantee you the problems are coming.
Absolutely, and when they do, we definitely want you to be ready. We have actually started a company producing ready-made go bags. Watchers are going to get a little discount on that, so if you're a member of the Watchers, I understand you can get a discount on those things. We're doing this professionally packed by me, myself, because I know what needs to go in them if you're going to go out and survive. I wouldn't lay that off on some dime store, anybody. And Mr. Victor is absolutely right. If you're not prepared and if you continue to procrastinate, the events of tomorrow will sneak up on you and bite you. And it's not going to be pretty. Lady Deanna, I know you've got some questions. Go ahead and fire one.
Yes, I do. Mr. Victor, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm very curious about a couple of things with regard to what's going on with Israel and in reference to our election here. It seems that our current occupant of the White House has asked Mr. Netanyahu to hold off on doing anything until after the election. He doesn't want it to affect the election. However, they will both be speaking next Tuesday at the UN. And I think it's interesting that the Prime Minister will be speaking instead of the Israeli Defense Minister. However, Mr. Occupant of the White House has refused to meet with Netanyahu. Why do you suppose that is, and do you have any feeling about whether or not there will or will not be an election? Will there be a crisis that might keep that election from happening? And if it does happen, do you think that it will be because of what's going on with Israel?
To answer the first part of your question, what I feel about the current occupant of the White House and why he's not stepping forward to support Israel up front blatantly, is if you think about it, if you have exposed assets, and that's what these embassies are right now, they're exposed assets to the enemy. If you make that kind of distinction, if you make that outcry and say, we're going to support your enemy, you're really dooming those assets. As you all mentioned and you all recorded and reported, there's been a lot of U.S. troop movement. There's also been a lot of retractions from these embassies. A lot of the administrative staff has been cycled back and pulled out of state. Now, you need time to do these things. So whether or not this was his idea, which I doubt because he's not the brightest of men, his staff advising him may tell him, listen, don't make a public move like that until we've secured these assets. Now, people, unfortunately, are not really valuable to our administration, but the intelligence, the equipment, the stuff in the drawers are more important than the people in the embassy, and that takes time to remove and destroy. So, yeah, you can knock him saying he's not responding blatantly and saying they support Israel in this battle, But you also have to understand that he's buying his time, and they're buying their time to remove those assets and remove those intelligence assets from the area. Second of all, do I think something's going to happen to stop elections? I highly doubt it. I hope and I believe that the American people aren't stupid enough to fall for a ploy like that. No matter what the issue, unless there's a World War III outright, there should never be a halt to the elections. Do I see that happening? I don't know. I just don't know. I'm not gifted like that to see in the future. If I had to make an educated guess, I would be more worried about the China and Japan facing off than anything to do with Iran. Those are real powers.
Well, the thing that disturbs me about it, sir, is that he, with this NDAA, he has the ability to declare martial law at any point. And by declaring this martial law, he could suspend the election and he could suspend the Constitution, which would put people in the street the way that it appears that he wants them to be in the street. Do you think that there's a possibility that he's got a lot of hate right now, and he really wants this election bad. And if he doesn't win, which a lot of us are praying he doesn't, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a civil war in our country? You know, how does this all fit together? I mean, there's a circle there, and I can't quite connect it.
I don't believe he's the one that you're thinking about that's going to happen. I think he's just a start to a process that's going to ultimately play out in the next few years. He hasn't beaten up the public enough. He hasn't starved the public enough. He hasn't taken away hope enough before he has the ability to put us in the streets. If he put us in the streets right now as in a riot or civil unrest, that would be a huge problem for the government. They just don't have the resources to down and quell a rebellion of the size of our public. Keep in mind that not everyone in the United States will fight back, but there will be a larger group that will, and they just don't have enough resources to put them down. I don't think he's the one. He's not. He's a good spear, a tip of the spear to start the problems for us. And I believe that there'll be plenty more problem starters in the future, but he's not the one that's going to start off the world war.
Victor, sir, I absolutely agree with that. I don't personally, I mean, I do see after the war starts, there will definitely be civil unrest in the street like nobody has ever seen the likes of ever before. It will rival what Jesus said just as in the days of Noah. It will be utter chaos. It will be confusion on a grand scale. People don't understand. These weapons now aren't like the weapons of World War II. These things are unimaginably lethal, unimaginably. Miss Alex, I believe you've got another question. Go ahead and get yours.
I'm just overwhelmed with everything. I think World War III is going to happen a lot sooner than not, but everyone has to understand that we are being attacked by our own government. I'm going downtown today, or close to downtown today, and up in the sky, I see all the sky was filled with chemtrails. I mean, you know, it's like our government is trying to kill us, okay? And I know this has been going on for years, but I'm noticing more and more now. And so it's not just our government, but our government and other governments, I don't want to mention this on the show, but other governments and our government are trying to start World War III. And one of the reasons is for depopulation. So I think it's going to happen a lot sooner. I think that we're going to have to be in survival mode to the point where we have to go out and live in areas
where people are not, you know, where the police can't get to us, you know.
Yeah, out in the sticks.
Yeah, and we need to be able to survive in the wilderness. And so I, you know, because it's not Iran talking attacking us or Russia, but it's not just them. It is our government too. They're going to be attacking us too. We're not safe anywhere. Okay, it's not just the outside world away from the United States. It's this country as well. And so we have no protections anymore. And Lady D, you know, I'm glad you brought up the NDAA. I mean, basically our rights are being taken away right from under us. And they're doing it behind our backs. So I don't know if I'm making any sense right now. I'm just so overwhelmed just by everything that's going on.
It's an overwhelming topic, and that's why I'd hope Mr. Victor might have some input on whether all of this that's going on with our embassies, that nobody seems to want to talk about and to bring to the forefront that, you know, perhaps this is planned. I mean, the CIA created Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I mean, we all know that. And the CIA is part of what's trying to depopulate this country. And what I don't understand.
Lady Deanna, when you walk into the CIA's doors, you notice the eagle, the emblem there on the eagle. There's an eagle with two heads, one's facing the left, one facing to the right. Everybody knows exactly what that symbol means. At least all the people on the inside know. There are many factions, even within our own government. You know this very well, Lady Deanna. At some point, when they do get ready to round us up and herd us into these FEMA camps, can't have 115 FEMA camps fully operational with level 3 decontamination gear. Now, why do you need that for a hurricane? Do I need to march naked through a swimming pool with Little Miss Jones and her kids? Do I need to line up in front of the cheese truck decontaminated because I don't want to be in the same line with Miss Jones if I'm all still contaminated? They're not going to let me. You'll be chipped, processed. You'll be given the new monetary system after the collapse. What do you think about all that, Mr. Victor?
I don't think those decom units are meant for civilians. They're trying to eliminate populace. Those decom chambers are meant for the operating officers and the military on that base, not for the people they round up. Those are just extra.
Well, I agree with that, but I also agree that they're going to have a semblance of making it look good for any survivors, because they're going to want you to come to the camps, and if you're not, you know, being helped, being led to the cheese trucks, being led by the hand, as people are, the consequences will be even greater for those that are out and are sick and can't get any help.
Right, but if you look at it this way, a lot of us have eyes open, not as many as we would like, but the eyes have been opened. What I think you should look for is a calm before the roundup, before the storm. If everything goes, Obama gets, say, beaten, and the new one comes in, whoever he will be, it's getting calm, and everyone is getting lax. Personally, as a commander, that's when I would strike. That's when I would have the roundup. When things are calm and people are not at arms, because as you know, the guys from the sticks and the guys from the inner cities are a lot better shots, than you recruits in the military.
Oh, absolutely. By far. I totally agree with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a very, very, very fast break. One or two commercials. We're going to come back. We've got a lot more from Mr. Victor. We've got a lot more from Alex and Lady Deanna. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and start off with mine. After we get done with that, Lady Deanna, please push some buttons for me.
Okay.
Well, yet again, the ad board is asking
Facebook
all
is
today.
A crime when people have too much time sending me requests, IQ and brain tests. It's no fucking joke. I don't like to superpose scrabulous hotness. Update my status. I'm getting bored of Facebook, so don't invite me. Oh, sheep will bite me. Please don't hurt me. Give me your graffiti. Hot or not, so what? I don't wanna know. Movie quiz, sex quiz, stupid Johnny Depp quiz.
Heated conversation hosted by me, Vicky. Yep, those GMOs and chemtrails. Oh my! We talk about anything and everything as long as it's hot. So call in and join the discussion live Thursday nights 10:30 to midnight and Friday nights 9 to midnight Pacific. Only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Mars.
Well, we're trying to get out of this particular console. It's not even letting me do that today.
Knowing the effects of all that GMO food, has TV left you completely disconnected from the rest of man? Do you have any control over your life or that of your family? Want to know how to escape the matrix? Then join me, Nikki, and together we can rise above dehumanization. Only on Freedomizer Radio. And you can catch me Monday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, that's noon Pacific time, and Saturdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. on the West Coast. Hope to see you there, Freedomizers.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Alrighty, we're definitely back. Going to go ahead and get started again. Miss Alex, your turn.
Hey,
I just had a question,
here.
Mr. Victor, and we'll see what's going
on.
On
Sunday night from 4 to 6 p.m.
Oh,
Pacific time, right here on Freedomizer Radio. Val Volano Show, we will be covering things of deprogramming from the world and the system and dogma and
that
religion.
Was Valerie.
Yeah,
basically,
we're done now. Finally get off
set your mind
the
free, and that's what it's all
hand
about,
side
people.
Of this thing.
So come on
this
by.
This thing
Monday
actually has four buttons
PM
in
Pacific time. Right
the
here.
Salmon.
Where freedomizers are fighting for the freedom.
Alrighty, hopefully we're back. Miss Alex, go ahead and shoot. I know
Mark
you've got more questions, Mr. Victor.
The fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and
well,
freedom.
I guess
the
not.
Of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media.
I tell you what.
And hopefully
I didn't touch
listen
nothing.
To Rob Now and Live.
Yeah, it's not broken.
4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here.
How about
Freedom
no more
Radio
commercials?
Network.
I think I can fix that. Alrighty, go ahead, Alex. Shoot.
I'm trying to think. Victor, what do you see going on abroad as far as anti-American sentiment?
It depends on which region you're talking about. It's funny because we see things on the media as they hate us. They all, yet when you're stateside and you're in country, you don't really see that.
Right.
I've been to many of the places that are up on the news now, and I don't get that same sentiment. But keep in mind, you put a camera on someone, and they act a fool. And once their handlers get a hold of them, and they force them to protest, or they pay them to protest, it's a whole different ball game.
Right.
Would I be traveling now to Iraq or Iran? I don't think so. that's probably just not a good idea. And unfortunately, for the poor people that get caught up out there, I feel for them. But you really shouldn't be running around at this point. It's just not safe.
Right. Even in Israel, is that right?
Not so much. I just came back, actually, not too long ago from Israel. I feel really safe when I'm there. They do a great job in internal security. Once you're in outlying provinces, and you could take some fire, but if you're staying in the where you should be, you should be fine. You should be just okay.
Well, there are so many different things that are going on right now. I believe perhaps diplomats in the UN are just marking time with their philomatic remarks until the UN General Assembly meeting meets next week in New York. The Israeli Defense Minister Brock is already in the neighborhood and having an evening meeting today with former Obama Chief of Staff. I'm not exactly sure why. But Rob Emanuel, Chicago mayor, that's a bit curious to me because it's almost like some inside dealings are going on there. Perhaps even interesting, Barack is not scheduled to speak to the General Assembly, although he's going to be there. Now, Leonov, the Russian prime minister, is scheduled to speak, and him and Hillary have been having duels at the UN this last week that have been incredibly heated. When Hillary left, our lovely Mrs. Rice, that's as far as I'm going to go, decided that she would make an appearance, and her and Leonov had it out. Leonov walked out of the General Assembly. This is the 14th time this month Leonov has walked out. It is over one statement. Get out of Syria. We're not doing that. Because we're not getting out, because the UN keeps stressing that we are in some type of state proxy war with Russia in Syria, the turmoil and internal dissension that's going on right now in our government, particularly when Obama is being forced to decide whether he's going to send troops back to Iraq, that's actually on the table, folks, because Iran will not stop sending arms and soldiers into Syria because the Iraqi prime minister is letting them. So our president is scheduled to make an address to the UN on Tuesday. There's no telling what Obama's going to say. Frankly, probably nothing new, although this would be an awful good time for something new to happen. be an interesting time to watch the stock market. Given the two leaders' schedule in New York, there still could be a meeting arranged between them on critical issues of war and peace. Some are hinting no. Netanyahu's own friends are saying that Netanyahu's already said he's not, simply because the president has already snubbed him. But actually, I think it's just hoping that it will happen, and if it did, that it would buy, interestingly or not, some time. I personally believe the elections will go on as scheduled. I am in the frame of mind that, as Mr. Victor said, it would be an absolute incredible disaster for the United States not to have our own elections. That would be a precursor to a world war just because we are or have lost our footing. And so we've got another caller from 915, Mr. Larry, and he has a very interesting question for Mr. Victor. Mr. Larry, you are live on the air. This will be very fun.
Well, it's a mixture of question maybe and statement.
Okay, we'll fire it up.
All right, I'm going to pull over so I don't have to lose signal. All right, first of all, I'm driving down the road. Alex knows I drive a, you too, Mars. You know I drive a truck for a living, so it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that said, you're right, it's going to be a disaster. They have a World War III, everybody loses. And these whack job family dynasties think they can go underground and survive it. The problem is, hey, you played a clip from that movie out of the 80s called The Day After. Take that and multiply it times 100.
Oh, yeah, those weapons are definitely not even the same as we have now. Go ahead.
Well,
Mr. Victor would love to get a question from you, Mr. Larry.
With these 20 family dynasties, now granted, the government that runs this country, it's not our government. They don't have anything to do with us except using us as slaves.
Right. But
do you see the family dynasties that want to have this little puppet regime actually expecting to survive the World War III that they want to cause? Do they really have themselves fooled that much?
I say, to answer your last question, is yes, they have themselves fooled that much. I've met owners of the Empire State Building, very big landowners here in the East Coast, presidents of UBS here in Stamford, Connecticut. And these guys are not what you think. They're not working men. They're not like yourself. They're not like Mars. They don't really understand. They don't live in the same world and reality as you do. I'm not saying they're just not there. So whether they think they're going to survive, yeah, I think so. Actuality, they think they don't need anyone, and I guarantee you they will keep those who have worked with them close to the chest because they feel protected by these underlings or minions. But what will most likely happen is they'll catch a 9mm to the back of the head, which happens to everyone when they think they're too high and untouchable. As you know, these 20 families think they're in the top, but they aren't. They're just not on the top of that scale.
Well, I don't know if you're a Christian or not, but with me, I am, and I look at the Bible and see all this unfolding. And as in the days of Noah, as Mars referred to a little while ago, but in the Bible it talks about, you know, the chaos that ensues, and then they get this Antichrist that makes everything nice and hunky-dory for 3.5 years, and then, you know...
Well, all the time while they're hunting you down and taking you to the FEMA camps.
They're not going to take me to a FEMA camp. I won't go on to why, but yeah, this is one body that they'll have to bury. Let's just put it that way. But anyway,
the FEMA camp roundup that you're talking about, you may be positioning it in your head as if it's going to be a forced evacuation or a forced march to these camps. Keep in mind that bioweapons are abundant, and you may want to go there thinking you will receive aid or thinking it's better than being on your own. But that's just, I know personally, you're a little, not a little, a lot brighter than that. But there will be some others who take that option, hopefully, by going to the FEMA camps.
Absolutely, Mr. Victor. You've made it very clear that you must be prepared. I mean, little Johnny, I've made this point before on other shows. I'm going to do it again because we're right here on the subject, but little Johnny, that's sitting in his apartment complex, 21-year-old, and he's got a nice young 18-year-old wife and a 3-month-old baby. When Walmart's closed and they can't go in there and get their formula, little Johnny's got a little 380 pistol. You know, your green beans aren't as safe as you think they are.
That's why I moved out to the country.
And why I picked a particular location that I'm in as well. I'm 14 miles away from all life, so...
I'm even farther than that. But I try to tell people to get out of the cities, and they just, oh, I'll be all right. No, you won't.
Not at all. Negative. That
not
is,
at all. Thank
that is
you.
The worst place you can be is a city. Suburbia
absolutely.
Is
I agree. It's good
maybe
to meet
a
you,
better.
Victor. I'm going to lose signal here in a minute. I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know you're
you
absolutely
drive?
Correct. But that movie, you multiply the incoming times 1,000, they're going to have – we don't even have an air defense anymore. They believe in air offense. They put up satellites that launch 100-pound depleted uranium orb that can go underground. No bunker is safe. A lot of people don't understand what depleted uranium is, but I do, and it comes in. You figure a 100-pound depleted uranium round traveling at 17,000 miles an hour, it ain't stopping until it goes way deep in the ground.
Yeah, we definitely know what depleted uranium will do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I'm not covering
you
stores.
The round that a tank fires only runs 4,700 feet per second, and it doesn't weigh no 100 pounds.
53 in mine, but that's okay.
Yeah. But you get these 100-pound, 200-pound projectiles traveling at 17,000, 13,000 feet, miles an hour, the penetration factor and the explosion is going to be immense. And they have hundreds up there in low Earth orbit.
Yeah, ECO Institute, by the way, they predict that the Gog War will only be a level one nuclear war because what the Bible says currently about the Antichrist coming into power during such time and using a miraculous deception from the air to stop at mid-stride. And as Victor knows, as you know, Larry, as our co-hosts know, once you start these things, there's no detonate on these things. They go to their target and they detonate. Level one nuclear war can be up to 900 nuclear warheads. The Bible makes it very clear that a third of all life is going to perish in this. If you think a little rain here causes the river to rise and the deer move this way and move that way, hunters always freak out every time the deer and all the other game change their normal patterns around here. Wait until a nuclear war. You're not going to be hunting too many things, that's for sure.
You'll see more than just a couple of mushroom clouds hit Dallas-Fort Worth. You'll see 30, 40, 50.
Yeah, I expect that entire
50.
Area to be gone. So
St.
many
Louis.
Others. And, you know, we don't even know if Russia will abide by their own SALT 1 Act 4 accord, the secret part of the accord that was done by Reagan, in honor of the safe zones. They may lob one right on top of the safe zone just to really catch us with their pants down.
Well, that's why they did the underground thing under Denver, because they know they have to have continuity of government, and Washington, D.C. is going to be wiped off the face of the earth.
What do you think
anymore.
About, Mr. Victor, the mass panic that will ensue after such a war does start here?
As mentioned before, if you're living in a city, there's no way out. Just sheer mob mentality. Those that have and those that have not, that'll be the mini war right there. Getting away from that event is going to be your own personal war. That's the callback to the go bag. You're being prepared. I can't mention again how important that is. You're not being a crazy person. Have your stuff packed. Have your bag in your car. Have your go home bag. Have something ready with your family. Have them know what's going to go on. You have to have
absolutely,
a way.
Absolutely, because if you do not have that fail-safe backup plan, around here, you know, we have a lot of tornadoes. It's very common for me to put on my Kevlar just because I don't want a tree crashing through my trailer. That's nothing compared to what could happen when the store closed, people don't get their checks. We've been tracking food items in the store, watching how our dollar – it's not that things are costing more, folks. A lot of people got this all out of proportion. They don't even understand about how the gasoline works. They think the gasoline goes up and down. They don't even really understand. The purchasing power of our dollar is squat. And as it continues to dribble, more and more things are going to cost more and more. Go ahead, Lady Di. You had something you want to say?
look at the stock market right now. It's higher than it was in December of 2007. When it gets closer to 15, if you don't get the hell out of there and get your money out of anything that's holding your money, you're not going to be able to get to it and buy everything you can, including land.
Yeah, well, I tell you, me personally, enough to this fear, too. A lot of people that invest in precious metal, gold and silvers. Bible says men will at that time throw their money in the streets. It'll be announced there'll be a new monetary system. That's absolutely certain. It's mentioned in the Bible in more than one place. And we're going to probably live to see it. Bible says this generation shall not pass away. They're referring to the 1948 generation. The World War II veterans now are dropping at over 2,000 a day in the United States. There are not many left, folks, not many. Time is very, very short, and I definitely believe that is true. Miss Alex, you had something for Mr. Victor?
What do you think about China and Iran selling oil with their own currency? Because that's going to, that in and of itself is going to create a war because our government and the central bankers and the Fed do not like other countries using their own currency. And that's why Gaddafi was killed. That's why Saddam Hussein was killed, because they both wanted to go back to the gold standard. And a lot of people were killed because they started, you know, pissing off the Fed. What do you think about that, Victor?
I think you wrapped that up pretty nicely. There's not too much to add to that situation. If you try to break the rule that's the way things are flowing now, you're going to wind up hurt. I totally agree with you.
I got to bring this up. I just had one of my very faithful listeners, Mrs. Woods. She rang in for a brief second and posed a question. I'm going to go ahead and pose that to Mr. Victor. She wants to know, Mr. Victor, more about these bags and the nature of what we're trying to do for folks, including the watchers. Understand, folks, that we're not out trying to make a bunch of money off this. We're not trying to hawk stuff so that we can all get rich. We're not trying to do that. Mr. Victor made it very, very clear. I've made it clear. My co-host made it clear. Mr. Larry's made it clear. Everybody that's ever been on my show, next Friday I will have Mr. Stan Deo back on my show again next Friday, and he will make it clear. The time is near. Y'all folks seem to don't understand. Billy Graham went over and had very long talks with Mr. Netanyahu in the past. There were a conversation that was linked out in one of Mr. Netanyahu's books. I may stick that in the chat room here shortly. That describes Billy Graham telling Mr. Netanyahu, this was near the end of his first term as presidency, that not only will you be reelected, which came true, but you're going to be the one. You're going to be the one. You're going to be the one that makes that red line decision. So let's get into preparedness. Let's get into these bags. Mr. Victor, tell us a little bit more about these bags, and if needed to, I can certainly let people know what's in them.
Well, as when we first kind of had this conversation, the ideas behind this bag, like you said, wasn't to make revenue, wasn't to make profit out of it. As you all know, money isn't going to be around much longer for us to spend that. These bags are meant for you to have everything you need in one place, to grab it to go, to be able to exit that house with your family as soon as possible. Now, what I also want to do while selling these bags or getting these bags out to your listeners is, if they're interested in that, make them aware of where they are on the map and who else has bought these bags. Going at it alone is one thing, but going at survival in a group is far, far better.
Absolutely. The Watcher Society and our members know this. We have already been setting up in-state groups for purposes of evasion. We are not a militia in any way, shape, form, or fashion. We are an evade group. We want to protect our friends and our families from what we know is coming. We want to be able to shelter our loved ones. We want to be able to protect them. And in order to do that, and in order to do it correctly, we have handpicked items from all over the world to go in these bags. Our premier bag, our large bag, contains enough food for two people for a whole week to get started, or one person for 2 weeks, enough gear to continue surviving for 3.5 years, including a very large Bowie knife, many, many, many other accessories, two-way radios, 4-in-1 crank radios, AM, FM. There's socks, gloves, female hygiene kits, gunshot treatment kits, all kinds of needed tools, compasses, knives, you name it. Filtration systems, filtration, being able to distill your own water. Those kits are even available. Food, any type of freeze-dried food, we have the market cornered on that. We can get that for you. We are currently attempting to make specialized bags for people who want ultra-custom things. Our big bag, as I said, even comes with shelter. It is literally, I'm not trying to make this funny or not, but part of our little ad campaign is this thing is a 5-star hotel in a bag. That's right.
Indeed, indeed. Now, Mars has been so kind as to send me out these bags. I am in talks with a lot of business owners here in the East Coast. Now, interest has been generated by office managers. Interest has been generated by stock traders. They all want these bags ready next to them because they know, or they think they know, that they're prepared for events. Now, these bags will not make you survive. They will not guarantee your survival, but it will give you a head up and a leg up on a competition.
Absolutely, because the very first thing you need to survive, period, is knowledge. If I had a choice to take anything with me out in the field whatsoever, it would simply be my head screwed on tight. Knowledge is the key here, folks. I can start a fire with a drop of water. A lot of people don't know how to do that. Folks, you need to get knowledgeable. You need to learn what it takes to be able to survive. If you've never been out in the woods at night, the woods are a creepy, scary place. Most of y'all prima donnas and princesses, I'm not saying all of you are, we've got some hardcore dudes in here and some pretty tough chicks. I'm telling you, though, the woods at night are not the funnest place in the world to be living, to be camped out. And you do not know where you're going to need to go, but as Mr. Victor said, you can't stay in the city.
That's correct. That is correct.
I have a wind-up flashlight.
Well, that's good. Okay. Anything that you can get that doesn't rely on the grid is definitely a good start for your bag. These bags contain 100 foot of paracord, all kinds of survival equipment. You'll just absolutely be astonished. There's solar blankets in there, solar sleeping bags. There are medical kits, like I said, that are certified up to gunshot wounds. And you do not know in that time of chaos where you're going to get a gunshot wound treatment kit at. You think about that. This ain't Band-Aids, folks.
Correct. Overall, the bag gives you a little peace of mind that you have in the back of your head, knowing that you have these pieces of equipment ready to roll. Also, you just don't have the time to go out there and source these products and put them together. You don't have Lawrence's background.
Well, you're not going to be able to find them.
That's the problem.
Well, we've got already a sales site set up on Facebook temporarily until Mr. Victor gets some other things moving. We will post that site out on the chat room here shortly right after the show. We'll also let everybody know it's on Facebook. You can come and join the Watcher Society. There's links there. Our watchers will get a discount, just so you know. So there is an advantage to being a watcher. As Mr. Victor said, we're not out to do this for profit. We're out to do this to save your butt. And I'm personally, me, Mars, is personally handpicking these items to go in these bags. So, and I've done this stuff, folks. I know. I don't have second guess about this. I was cleaning out folks' bags before some of y'all were in diapers.
Can I ask Victor a question?
Absolutely. You've got about 4 minutes, Miss Diana.
Victor, back to the FEMA camps for a minute. I don't think they're for us. I think they're for those people that they want to survive, because they seem to have them set up for some type of protection, whatever.
Now, Lady Deanna, I've got to ask you something right there. That is a heck of a point. I'm glad you brought that up. Truly, if a lot of people are going to evade and not going to go, then who are those camps really for? Just the absolute total sheeple? Do you believe that, Mr. Victor?
I really do believe it's a sheeple, because, again, those people who are in a higher, who think they're in a higher echelons of society, they're not going to live in FEMA camps. You know these personalities. They're not going in there. No matter what you tell them, they're going to have their own little conclave somewhere. They're not going into those FEMA camps.
Well, yeah. And another thing is, if with all the coffins that we've seen already, there's an area that was photographed down in Georgia, just off of one of the major interstates there, that had just thousands and thousands of containers that could be nothing but coffins that would hold up to 4 to 6 bodies apiece. They're planning to do away with the greater number of people that are going to buck the system and just get rid of them.
What do you think about that, Mr. Victor?
I think she's totally right. You mentioned, who are they going to be in the FEMA camps? Well, they got to be someone in grave detail, don't they?
Yes, absolutely, because as we know, the Antichrist does come into power and miraculously yields land. A lot of people don't even understand what chemtrails that I believe are for. Anytime you're spraying ionized agents like aluminum to particulate in the air, heavy boron particulate in our soil, understand those are the key things that are used in the control rods and nuclear reactors to absorb many heavy element radioactives and neutrons thereof. And we see them spraying our soil. Mr. Deo has a different take on that. We've got another caller real quick from 516. Caller, listen up. Caller from 516, you're on. You've got 3 minutes to make a good quick question to Mr. Victor. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Just a quick question, guys. The bags you're speaking about, can you give some information on how to obtain them? That's all I need to know.
Absolutely. Are you in the Freedomizer chat room?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Okay, let me see if I can get to the site while we still have time. We're going to attempt to do that.
What's your name, caller?
I tell you what, Mr. Victor may have a phone number right now that he's willing to give out able to take orders. Let's ask Mr. Victor real quick and see
just
if he's got anything. If not, I'm going to give out this website.
Give us a call directly at 212, which is a Manhattan area code, 212-202-0709. We'll pick up your call and get those bags out to you as soon as you can. Once again, 212-202-0709.
0709, great. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good day,
all
sir.
All right. You can also go to Facebook, and it's a really long number, but it's search groups. 48-137-77-71-88-6099. And you can search Facebook groups for BM Unlimited, VM Unlimited, Watchers Escape and Evade Gear. There's pictures posted there, what these items look like. We're going to have a very professional site. Understand, folks, we just got out of R&D. We are in the very beginnings of taking orders, so be a little bit patient with us. But feel free to come look at this stuff and order. Call that number. We're going to get you hooked up with the best stuff on the planet. That is flat-out guaranteed. We're not going to mess around with you at all.
Give me that number again, 212-279.
It's 212-202-0709.
All right, that sounded really good. Okay, Marie wants that number one more time, Mr. Victor. This time, a lot of our audience was scrambling for pen and paper. Let's go ahead and give out this number one more time, real slow.
That's going to be 212-202-0709.
All righty, folks, you heard it, and we are definitely going to start advertising this.
I just put it on the chat.
Yes, we're going to put the group stuff on the Freedomizer chat. So if you go to www.freedomizer.com, you can get hooked up. Okay, we're going to have our last second roundtable. We've only got 3.5 minutes left. Miss Alex, quick comment for Mr. Victor.
Oh, quick comment or question?
Either one.
Either
you've got 3 minutes to make it quick.
Mr. Victor, thank you so much for coming on the show. We know how busy you are. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
No, it's my pleasure.
Absolutely. I'm honored that you are here, Mr. Victor. You just have no idea.
Just a quick shout out. I mean, on the next show, I'll make a mention, but there's a number of opportunities that I want to talk to the vets about. I only hire veterans. I will not hire someone unless they have military background. Sue me if you want. That's just the way I work. There's a couple opportunities that I want to share with everyone on the next show. Vets, if you're out there, you have a particular skill set, and you just really want to do something with your time, if you're just tired of sitting at home, I will get some contact information out to you, and we're going to link up, and we're going to talk about some projects moving on in the future.
Absolutely. That sounds totally wonderful. Lady Deanna, you've got exactly a minute and a half. Go ahead, lay it on us.
I have nothing left. I would like to thank Victor for coming on today, and I appreciate your answering the questions that I had, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Yes, ma'am. Looking forward to meeting you guys in person very shortly, and thanks again. God bless you all.
You too.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Victor, extremely much. Me and Alex, even more so than a lot of other people for personal reasons. Definitely want to thank every single listener that came today. We need all of you here to listen to the truth that we broadcast on the Watchers Prophecy Network. I know I'm crude. I know I'm a little rude. I'm a little cross between this and a little cross between that. But I'm going to tell you, if you want to hear it live and you want to hear it the best, you need to come right here. We're here for you, folks. That's fact. Want to thank everybody one more time, Mr. Victor, Miss Lady D, and Miss Alex. Wonderful having y'all here today. Thank y'all very, very much. And this concludes the Watchers Prophecy Network. Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks, Mark.